Joining us now is NPR's Koki Roberts, who's with us most Mondays. Koki, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Is Herman Cain surviving the sexual harassment allegations against him?
Well, it's been a long week, and he's had lots of different explanations over the week. Unsurprisingly, the candidate himself doesn't want to talk about this anymore, as we heard from him after a debate with Newt Gingrich.
I was going to do something that my staff told me not to do and try to respond, okay? What I'm saying is this. We are getting back on message.
Thank you, Mr. Cain.
End of story. Back on message.
Unfortunately for him, it's not that easy. It's not end of story. Look, for the time being, as you just heard from Brian, it's not hurting him in the polls. He's still running about even with Romney at the top of the Republican pack. But about 40% of Republicans and independents in an ABC poll say it is a serious matter. But the bigger problem from Herman Cain, Steve, is that even when you talk to people who are his big supporters in focus groups, and then they're asked, well, would you be comfortable to see him president? Nobody raises their hands. So I think that, he's just hasn't gotten over that hurdle of seriousness.
Oh, which would imply that some people are settling on him for the moment because they're not satisfied with the other choices. How are those other choices doing?
Well, they just can't settle on Mitt Romney. I mean, that continues to be the Republican problem. Now, some of his problem is religious. A good fifth of Republican voters say that it makes them less likely to support him because he's a Mormon. Now, that's down from a third, but it's still significant. But basically, they're just not comfortable with his positions or his personality, so they keep looking for somebody else. And this week, it's Newt Gingrich who's rising in the polls, a familiar name. I know him very well. I've covered him in Congress for many years. He's a very smart, interesting man who's a great tactician. But he's really undisciplined, and it's hard to see him going through a long campaign. So I think Romney is still there. And in every poll, in every state where there's been a poll taken, he is the most electable candidate against Barack Obama. But right now, that's not enough for the Republican electorate that's wanting to fall in love.
Well, now, President Obama's still looking fairly vulnerable if you look at the approval ratings.
No kidding. In an ABC poll that came out yesterday, 31% of Americans are furious at the way the federal government works. That's a record in polling back to 1992. And you add in those who are just not happy with the way government works, and it goes to 80%. That's high. It's the highest almost 20 years. Three-quarters of the country thinks we're off on the wrong track. That's a problem for all incumbents. But the president, of course, is the incumbent-in-chief. And the economy is just dragging him down, with almost 90% saying it's in bad shape and 63% saying it has not begun to recover. Still, what we're really seeing is this furor at government extending to furor at both political parties. There are more independents than Republicans and Democrats showing up in the polls now. They really have had it with both political parties. And it's a reflection of the anger of what's happening, or most especially what's not happening in Washington, D.C. to do anything about
Well, let's
economy.
Talk about what's happening in Washington, D.C. As well as you know, Congress, I want to ask you about this super committee, which is supposed to come up with $1.2 trillion in savings by Thanksgiving, or automatic spending cuts kick in. What are the prospects here?
You know, yesterday Speaker Boehner said on ABC that it's hard. Well, yes, we know that, and that the committee is working hard. But if both sides are dug in on their priorities, it's very difficult to see how they do come to a conclusion. Now, there was a letter from 100 House members calling on the committee to have a balanced solution, including 40 Republicans, including Republicans who had signed that no new taxes pledge, saying some taxes are going to be necessary. I think if the committee doesn't come up with something, the anger at Washington and at government is going to be at really all-time, even higher. And how that plays out in the election will be something to see.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Koki Roberts, who is today at our member station KWMU in St. Louis.